Bimbo porn addict.
Oh my god, I can't believe they all sit inside of me.
Yeah, fill me up with your warm fucking cum. Fill me up with your warm fucking cum.
Ha ha. Yes. It is 2024. And I'm back. I am back, and we're going to do a great year. Thank you if you're listening right now. You've been around for a while. It's been a minute, and I'm going to try and post regularly, consistently, weekly, bi-weekly, or twice a week in 2024 with the podcast. The only podcast that still talks about the hardcore side of porn. What's that mean? Well, there are more and more podcasts popping up talking about porn stars, talking about them empowering themselves with OnlyFans or having babies or what it's like to be on your menstrual cycle and all these things that I don't think many people really care about. I think that guys listen to some of these because it's all they can get right now from their favorites and the girls that they're watching and listening to. They want to know more, but what they're being given, I suspect they're not really loving. I listen to a ton of podcasts about girls in the industry, and they all end up sounding the same. You've got these girls who end up talking about, you know, their babies or their boyfriends, and none of them are talking about, you know, getting blow banged or gang banged or how much money they're making. None of the inside stuff. I don't want to hear what makeup you use or what hair products you use. I mean, I don't care. I want behind the scenes stuff, and I just can't find it. Now, there's a couple out there that are run by women for women, and they sometimes talk about, oh, what size is too big? What size is too small? I mean, it's the same shit. So that's why I came back 2024, and I got some ideas. You want to hear them? Hold on. Right now, I'm drinking some Knob Creek 9-year bourbon. So cheers to that. So the first podcast of 2024, we're going to talk about one of the GOATs, one of the greatest of all time, Lana Rhoades. I've been waiting to talk about Lana Rhoades for a while. She's got scenes that are absolutely epic. She is the LeBron James of hardcore. I don't know. It's debatable because, you know, she's got a fascinating story. We're going to get into that. But first, I want to talk about the ideas for the podcast. So I'm going to do one podcast a week for free. And then I'm going to do a second podcast a week for, I don't know, Premier or Patreons. And it's going to be a little different, the second one. We're going to talk about stuff like how to train your girlfriend to do whatever you want, how to pick the right girl. We're going to do a whole series on sex tourism, sexpats in Asia. And that's going to be like a 10-part series or a limited series. And then you'll have all of that access to those in the Patreon archive. And then I'm going to do, as we work through this year, I'm going to do my top 100 hardcore scenes of all time. And we're going to have, that's going to be like a 10-part series that'll be available through Patreon. And the key thing that I wanted to do was for the premier, to offer something more than just the podcast is I'm going to add on the Patreon to second tier members or Patreons. I'm going to give you the links to the actual videos that we discuss in the podcast, and you can download those scenes for free. Sometimes the scenes are offered to stream, so I'll give you a link to a stream of the full uncut, unedited, unrestricted scenes. Every scene that I link in the Patreon tiers are unrestricted, but some of them you can stream only, and most of them are for download, so you could download those and do whatever you want with them. And they're the links that we'll talk about. And then I have another tier where you can we can chat, and you can give feedback. I'm going to try and be on there actively as we grow, and advice, feedback, whatever. But so check out the Patreon. The link is going to be in the podcast, whatever format or platform you use. The link will be in the description. The link is already in some of the older podcasts are up on Patreon already, and then we'll be building every week as we go with the weekly podcast, and then the second podcast, which will be for members, and then we'll have like tiers for the links, the links to the scenes. And check me out on the Instagram, the PLP podcast. The handle for the Instagram link is in the description as well. Okay, enough with the intro. I want to talk about Lana Rhodes. Okay, so if you don't know who Lana Rhodes is, what the fuck? She is easily one of the most popular girls over the last 10 years. She cut her career short because she's a mental case. And she is absolutely stunningly gorgeous. There are so many facets to the Lana Rhodes story. So let's get into it. Okay, so she's a filthy talker. She talks great filthy talk. She just did everything. And, the interesting thing is she's kind of popped back up, okay? But it's not what you expect. So let's start at the beginning. Came into the business at 18. She started... she's absolutely a natural gorgeous. Her eyes are gorgeous, face is gorgeous, hair is gorgeous, tits are perfectly natural, ass is gorgeous, and she's a little bit mental, but you didn't really know, how kind of goofy she was. You just knew that she was kind of dumb. She was giggly and did anything and everything in her very first scene for FTV, which is an amateur site out of guys out of Arizona. I think he's been around for a long time. FTV videos, first time videos. And he usually gets these girls. He flies them in Arizona, and it's usually masturbation only. Some public stuff where they flash in public spaces, and the girls are very natural looking. And usually, if not always, it's their first time. That's the site. She started there. Her scenes were, epic. And she was, already putting toys in all her holes, looking gorgeous. And then she pissed in the backyard, and he filmed it, her taking a piss by the pool. It's insane. This girl right off the bat is just willing to, never says no, and was willing to do anything at 18. So her very first amateur video is crazy. If you're a collector and you have to have everything, it's one to put in there. She went on to do Amateur Allure, which gets girls early, and her makeup looks amazing. She's beautiful, but it's a pretty standard scene, just, you know, suck and fuck and swallow. And still good, but it's not in her top five of all time, as we will get to. Okay, but still shows that she's a little bit ditzy, dumb, but always says yes, which I think is the way to, you like them, right? Always saying yes and never saying no. So she moves on and then starts getting the hardcore stuff. And the directors quickly realize that they could get her to do anything, and they quickly do. So she's so gorgeous and so popular. I mean, just her eyes and her talk, she is just absolutely a 10. She films a lot of scenes, okay, with everybody, because she doesn't say no. And so she books a lot of business, a lot of scenes, and becomes popular. She, to this day, she's been retired now, quote unquote, for years. And she's still in the top 3 to 5 viewed on Pornhub. And she's been retired for years. Her scenes continue because of just how amazing they are. So I kind of want, you know, so she does the whole gamut, but then she starts getting, you know, once she starts getting into anal, Jules Jordan gets her into anal, and everyone does. The floodgates open and they realize that this girl is just great. Mike Adriano, she does, I mean, some of the most epic scenes with him. So there's like 3 or 4 phases to this girl's career. So there's this early phase when she's all natural, totally gorgeous, and she goes from total amateur 18-year-old to a 20-year-old who's getting railed in all 3 of her holes by a gangbang, doing blow bangs. And remember, this girl's a 10 out of a 10. So the first scene that we should talk about, it's called Lana Rhodes Unleashed, and it is scene 3. It's from Hard X, and it's, she looks great, natural, okay? And this is going to be one of the most intense Mandingo scenes you've ever seen. I'll link it for the Patreon members, because you got to see this one. If you're into interracial, Mandingo is huge. One of the biggest ever. And majority of girls cannot handle him, let alone take anal. And some do. Very few, you know, take anal. And if it is, it's just, it's not very good, because he's so big. It's just like performative theater. And then there's Lana Rhodes. She's enthusiastic. That's another thing, you know, just unbelievable. Turns off her brain and just becomes a fucking suck machine. You know, stroking him off, can't help but play with herself. And then just, she knows, you know, like, use my throat like a pussy and get it all the way down. I mean, she just knows exactly what she should do, and she does it. She doesn't know how hot she is. And we find out later on that, you know, she's a little bit, you know, mental sides. She doesn't know how, you know, it, like, how truly just she, a unicorn she was. So, you know, she's taking 12 inches down her throat. She's just, you know, going nuts. Her blowjob scenes are insane. And then he finally starts, I mean, she just can't believe how big he is. And it doesn't take but 9 minutes, and he is just fucking railing her ass. And we're talking, most girls in the business, save for, I would say, 5 of hundreds, cannot take him in their ass, let alone balls deep Mandingo. And she won't. Now remember, I've seen a couple girls who have taken him and they can't focus. They can't even perform. Not only is she taking him all the way, she's loving it. Absolutely telling him more, telling him deeper, telling him, use my asshole to jerk off your cock, orgasm after, or I mean, just, it's unbelievable. Ass to mouth, like it's her job, and it is. Every position, you know, she's got a gorgeous pussy. Just everything about her is just gorgeous. And he puts her in the anal, I can't remember what the name of this position is, where it's just full penetration. She's on her back on the couch, legs up around her ears, and it allows him to just get all 12 inches just in her guts. And she doesn't stop rubbing her clit the whole entire time. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen Mandingo be so greedy with anyone anally, because he knows, you know, he's going to destroy most of them. But with her, it's just go. I mean, it's just an easily top five scene. If you like Mandingo, if you like interracial, it's easily one of his best performances with a girl. I don't know. I mean, he's just a big dick, but my God, rides a monster with her asshole like it's nothing. You know, filthy talking the whole entire time. Back and forth between her pussy and her ass. She doesn't care. Ass to mouth, gagging on his cock. You know, more balls deep in her ass. Just every position, it just fills her. I just can't believe she can take that many inches. You know, ass to mouth again, getting herself off, sitting on his cock, and just loving it. Huge smile on her face as she watches that thing disappear all the way in her guts, comes again, creams all over his cock, like both holes, just creaming, cleans it off, no big deal, back and forth, now riding him like a horse. I mean, he's just going nuts on her asshole. It's unbelievable. Now remember, this is the number one girl, and she's taking a horse cock in her ass, okay? And he is railing her like you've never seen Mandingo do. Any position, she can just take every single inch. Amazing. And then he just, you know, he can't, it's amazing. He lasted that long, pulls out, you know, average size nut in her mouth, and she just doesn't lose eye contact while she plays with it and gulps it down. I mean, this is Lana in a nutshell. She's just, right out of the gate, she's an all-star. An all-star. Like, jumps ahead of 99% of the girls on the scene. There's only Adriana Chechik could take cock Mandingo like she just did. So right there's a rivalry. Side note, both of them were competing for Performer of the Year for AVN. Adriana Chechik is super competitive and wanted that award for so long. And when Lana Rhodes beat her out for it, they got into a fight. They got into a cat fight at AVN. They pulled each other's hairs, threw drinks on each other. They were both drunk. It was a whole scene. Lana got kicked out, but oh, she left. She was wasted at the AVN Awards in Las Vegas. And she won the award that year. And Adriana was pissed because she thought she deserved it. She tried so hard. She took so much cock. Next year, she ended up winning it. But my point is, that's the time frame that you're talking about here. They were both up for it. And I think Lana deserved it that year and, you know, deserved it 2 years in a row. But Adriana, like, lobbied for herself everywhere she could. You know, imagine her convincing, trying to convince people in the industry that she should win this award that she wanted. Insane. Anyway, Lana wins it and gets into a fight. Okay? So that's just one of the stories. Okay, so next up, let's just, I mean, just for the record, you know, she's got so many epic scenes. She does a couple scenes with Adriana Chechik that one of the best lesbian scenes of all time is with Adriana Chechik. It's for Vixen. And I will be talking about that scene when I do my episode on best, you know, girl-girl scenes of all time. It's up there. She does scenes. I mean, all her scenes are always high energy and gorgeous because they pair usually with top-tier women. And this scene is no different. This is a true anal Mike Adriano, some ass-fucking threesome with Lana and Riley Reid. So obviously Riley Reid's going to get her own episode. She's a goat. She is Michael Jordan to Lana's LeBron James. These two, I think Riley is bigger than Lana at this point because Lana dropped out and kind of, we're going to get into her after porn career. But in this scene, and Riley just kept going on to make millions. So they've both, now Lana has claimed to have made millions. Riley has proven it. If you look at her her Instagram, Riley Reid, she lives in a multi-million dollar California house, goes to courtside Laker games. You know, she's mainstream, just as big as they come, has her own website for years, is probably making $1 million a month off of her website at this point. Nevertheless, this was before that, though. This is a true anal scene where her and Lana get filthy with Mike Adriano in his apartment studio. So it's nuts. You've got two of the hottest, gorgeous women and absolutely bonkers. Now, here's something I want to say about Lana Rhodes. I mean, Mike's got his tongue so deep in both their assholes at this. I mean, it's only like 2 minutes in, and he's already dining on what they had for breakfast. But here's something that's interesting about Lana. She's such a basket case, okay? A large dose of body dysmorphia. She starts having plastic surgery, and I've heard her talk. She started her own podcast after she got a porn, and you know, you're gonna hear some of it, but because she's just so dumb and delusional sometimes, she starts giving herself plastic surgery. She gets her tits augmented. They're perfect. She gets them changed. Her ass, perfect. She got a Brazilian butt lift in a hotel from a non-doctor, and it got it all fucked up, and her ass looked all fucked up. And there's a lot of people who did not like this phase two of her career, when now, you know, she's just changing her face, getting Botox at 22 and eyebrows, and, you know, she's just morphing her look. I mean, why do you mess with perfection if you're not crazy? She just, you know, starts fucking with her. So this scene, okay, that where you've got a Riley Reid pulling Mike's fucking ass juice coated cock out of Lana's ass and going right in Riley's mouth. I mean, Riley cleaning off his cock out of it's been in Lana's ass, okay? My guess is that most of us out there would do the same, because Lana is still looking amazing, but she's modified her tits now. Her ass is, you know, this is a phase of the Kardashian thing where they wanted this weird Brazilian butt lift shit. So, you know, the scene is amazing. You've got just tons of filthy ass to mouth between Riley Reid, who... Riley knows her job. She knows her place, and she knows when you come to True Anal, you are there to go ass the other girl's mouth. And this scene is not only a top scene for both Lana and Riley, okay, but of, you know, True Anal, Mike Adriano. This is just an all-time great scene for the ages. I mean, you've got two Mount Rushmore girls of the last 10 to 15 years, okay? And they're in a fill. I mean, this is modern pornography. Just Riley just fucking worshiping Lana's asshole. So, you know, Mike just, of course, does Mike and just goes back and forth between Riley Reid's mouth and Lana Rhodes' ass. I mean, the luckiest guy on earth. The whole time, Lana is just spitting filth out of her mouth, like just the filthiest, dumbest fucking talk. It's just hilarious. She turns around and, you know, starts riding Mike's cock with her asshole. And see, here's the problem I have, though. I mean, she's messed with perfection, and now you see this modified ass bouncing while Riley is tonguing Mike's balls. Again, luckiest man on earth. But Lana's ass has clearly been altered, you know. So it is what it is. It is an amazing scene. Basically, Riley is used here as a mouth to clean off cock. So Lana, you know, Mike is the master at getting gapes, and Lana just, of course, being an all-time great, has a, you know, monster gape. And I mean, it's just amazing. And Riley just talking to the camera, saying she can't wait to taste more. You know, so he's mostly in Lana's ass while Riley, you know, plays supporting, is what it is. But Lana has several scenes with Mike solo, okay? You know, Lana, of course, gets cream pied, and we watch, you know, her drip it out of her bubble butt at this point, and that's how it ends. But if you want more of Lana and Mike Adriano, she's got three scenes solo with him, I believe. Different phases, you know, when she was all natural, amateur. It was a nympho scene. It was good. I mean, she looks great. And then she started modifying her stuff a little bit, and she does a couple anal scenes. And, I mean, you've never seen her get prolapsed like Mike did to her. We're talking a model, and you're so far up in her guts. It's insane. So she's just, this is why she just, it's just a crazy story with her. So then, so now I want you to hear this, Lana's take on describing the next scene we're going to talk about. So what Lana was talking about is her scene with Hotshot, or hookuphotshot.com. So we've talked about Ryan before. Brian Gosling brings these girls in and filthifies them and pushes them to their limits. This scene is one of the best. Lana is, this is when Lana was 100% natural. She looks absolutely stunning in pink and purple candy colors, rainbow. And this is one of his earlier scenes, so it's great. But there's some specialness about this scene. And there's a hint. This scene might make my 100 all-time. I'm not sure yet. But just because now, what I like about certain scenes is when you get a performer to that goes beyond their limits. And so, you know, some girls, they do the same thing over and over and over again, and then once in a while they get pushed beyond their limits in one scene, and it just stands alone because it's the only time they've ever done that, or it's exceptional, like taking Mandingo, etc. In this scene, Lana gets pushed to her limits, and what she talked about was she didn't say no. And I told you, this girl just doesn't know how to say no. And in this scene, she looks absolutely incredible. And so he puts her through the normal paces where he dresses her up like a rainbow fucking slut and, you know, pinches her and pokes her and, is, you know, plays with her. And she looks amazing. And he's got, you know, he likes to make him squirt. With his fingers, he, you know, fingers them till they squirt, and they fucking love it. So there's a lot of that. Lana just looking great, sitting on the couch with her legs spread. It's a total fantasy. He starts tonguing her ass, because who wouldn't? He's going to try and give her an orgasm. I mean, she makes her squirt, you know, with his hand. And then, you know, the positions are great. She can take him all the way down his shaft, all the way down to his stomach. She's, you know, balls on the chin. And, you know, he likes sloppiness. He likes spit. He likes piss. He likes, I'm not a fan of him. He's got these ugly tattoos all over him. not my thing. And, you know, but he gets these girls to trust him. And 10 minutes into the scene, she's on her knees and has a bowl, a big bowl in her hands. She's on her knees, and he is standing over her, and he starts pissing right in her mouth. I mean, just flowing. It's overflowing in her mouth, and it's in the bowl. And she's swallowing. She tries to gulp it down. She's smiling and just happy. So, I mean, she literally says, "Thank you, Daddy." And then he tells her to drink the bowl of her piss, his piss. And she swallows it down, never breaking eye contact with him, and a smile. Gulps every drop. I mean, she looks so happy pleasing him by swallowing his piss from a bowl. It's amazing. It seems real. That, I mean, I've seen a lot, and I know fake, I know acting, but like, now that I know what I know about her, and her, you know, need to please, her father used to abuse her. Not, I don't think sexually, but he was pretty, I mean, by millennial standards, it was abuse, but he was like, you know, she chased his approval. She has daddy issues. Let's just put it that way. The old school daddy issues. You can see that she just loves male attention in any shape or form, including upside down off a couch, head hanging off a couch, getting throat fucked while her own snot and spit and the most beautiful face you could model quality face gets covered in snot and spit, just making her filthy, disgusting, and she's fine with it as long as she has male attention and is getting, you know, him happy. So he gets a little rough with her, grabs her hair, yanks her hair, starts fucking her, you know, just back and forth. If you're, you know, this is the thing, I'm not really too into the whole snot piss stuff, okay? So her fake eyelashes get pushed on her cheek. Her face is absolutely destroyed, but she still looks adorable. Just totally covered in her own spit and snot. You know, his spit. He spits in her face. And he keeps going from her pussy to her mouth. And in all these weird positions on the couch, she, you know, just does anything she can, okay, to please him. Anything she can. Boy, would Max Hardcore have an all-time scene with this girl. Max, if Max Hardcore got a hold of this girl back 10 years ago, my God. So that brings me to another quick story about her. During her time in the business, you know, everyone wanted to work with her, and she was getting crazy offers. So, you know, okay, here's what he just did. So he was gagging her with cock, and she was spitting and you know, shooting spit, her own spit, into her hand. And then he took her hand and pushed it against her face and rubbed her own spit all over her own face. And she just said, thank you. She just said, thank you. He continues to go back and forth between her pussy and her mouth. You know, her hair's kind of soaked now with her own spit and piss. But she's never done this before since. So she got offers to fly over to France to work with a director who's been over in France for decades. And he notoriously likes young girls. He likes to do a lot of first time anals, first time DPs, first time gangbang stuff. And she went over there, and, you know, she didn't like how she was treated by him, I guess. You know, you don't know the situation, but she wrote publicly on social media about how he was such an asshole. He forced her to do things that she wasn't comfortable with. You know, it was a terrible experience for her. So, you know, take that for what it is. It helped push her out of the industry earlier. It left, you know, from what I've read of her telling of that experience going over to France and then having the experience with him, you know, she didn't like it and it soured her on the industry. It was the beginning of the end for her, I would say, in the industry. And it was because of that experience, because before that, you know, she did anything. But, you know, again, then she comes back to the States and ends up getting blow-banged and gang-banged and, you know, gets back into it. But you could tell that her, you know, that began the end. So it's interesting. You know, he maybe, you know, I don't know how you push her too far, because this girl has, it seems like, no limits at this point. You know, he's just absolutely every inch down her throat, fucking her tits, you know. She, if you like to see her wrecked, and you know Hookup Hotshot, you know he gives her the treatment. The only thing he doesn't do is anal. You know that he does do anal sometimes with girls, but he didn't do it with her. She's basically just, you know, slobbergasted, okay? Until, you know, I mean, just totally destroys her face. She sticks her tongue out with a big smile the whole time, and he just, you know, paints her face. And it's great. It's a great scene. She has never done anything like it. At the end of the scene, her face is absolutely destroyed and absolutely painted, and she's smiling and looking with her beautiful blue eyes. So, you know, she's just, it's insane. That's just one of the scenes that's you'll never see again from her. She talks about it, how it was traumatic for her. We can debate in another podcast about women's perceptions of yes and no and bodily autonomy and feminism versus the patriarchy, and maybe we will one day. But my take is she was an adult making her own adult decisions. So I don't know. I, you know, no one's ever held a gun to my head. He didn't hold a gun to her head. So, you know, this is part of my thing of the golden era of porn fading away, where women now continually say, no, 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 I won't do that. I won't do that. I won't do that. And now you get a vanilla porn industry where all the girls do the same thing, which is lame. And I don't even know, the guys are just having to accept it. And, you know, I'm not saying you should force girls to do anything they don't want to do, but she, in hindsight, says, I regret it. She has regrets, but at the same time, it sounds like she's kind of making excuses for her choices, where she did have a choice. You know, that she signed a release form. She, you know, so she had a choice to do this, and she chose to swallow piss. So, you know, she was an adult. If you don't think that girls, all girls shouldn't enter the, you know, you hear this a lot on these girls. I don't know if I should enter the industry at 18. I'd rather enter it at 21 because I was more mature. Okay, well, then you have a problem with, like, the legal system that says 18s are adults. If you're 18, you're an adult, and you make your own choices. You're saying that 18-year-olds are children. I don't know, whatever. So that's my take on that. She regrets it, but that's a personal thing. So that, let's move on. Okay. And that's my take on that. We can have another debate over that whole stuff, maybe on a secondary podcast. Anyway, it was an amazing scene and you got to download it if you're into it. The link is in the Patreon. Okay. Let's talk about what I think is just, you know, she did a scene for Tushy called I Love to Gape, and his name is Chris Diamond. He's got an absolute log for a cock, and it's one of her first Tushy scenes. She did several Tushy scenes, several Vixen scenes, and it's called I Love to Gape. Link is in the Patreon. It's a great scene. I'm not going to really, I mean, it's a pretty standard as far as positions and action in that sense. So to break it down would kind of be, redundant. It's a great scene, so you should see it if you like Lana. You know, I put it in there because he just absolutely, you know, seeing that large of a cock, you know, how she takes it is amazing. She looks beautiful, and she loves it, and she's her usual aims to please self. But so that's it. That's your, you know, that's your number five. But let's talk about her what I think is just her most amazing scene is her gangbang scene. She did a blow bang, and it's great. I mean, she has the enthusiasm for cock and cum, and that's what you want from a girl that looks gorgeous. So in this one, for Hard X, is her gangbang scene. It's her first gangbang. She hasn't done double anal yet. She doesn't do double anal in this scene. She ends up going on to do double anal, which, you know, not a thing for me. It's a feat, it's a milestone, whatever. But, you know, two cocks in the same hole, that means the cocks, you know, this is not my thing. She ends up doing that, so that's a little more hardcore. But in this scene, she is her first gangbang, and she's all natural, okay? So that's my favorite version of Lana 1.0. Her hair is amazing. She looks healthy and strong and just naturally absolutely perfect. She's just perfect in her weight. And we'll get into, you know, after she got out of porn, how she is now currently struggling with her weight because she is... I think she's bulimic now, anorexic now, and we're talking she's had a baby, and we'll get into that after this scene. I'm going to talk a little bit about that after porn. I predict that she will be back. She can't stay away from the cock attention. She loves attention so much because it's who her personality craves is attention. And I think that the attention is what she really liked the most for whatever psychological reason. So when you've got five cocks giving you full attention, it's fulfilling for a perfect 10. I mean, her body is absolutely perfect in this scene. All natural. I don't think she's had any modifications at this, so it's phase one. It's at the very end of phase one, because after the gangbang, she started getting surgeries, and then she gets her tits bigger, she gets her ass bigger, and then eventually she gets that all removed once she gets out of porn. She gets all that stuff removed. But in this scene, she's pre-surgeries, and she's just got a tattoo, and she looks incredible. But, you know, her hair is natural. Everything is natural. So the main thing of why this is her number one scene is, you know, gangbangs have been around for a while, but four cocks, you know, it's just, I mean, you've seen gangbangs with 20 cocks, five, seven, you know, this is just a four cock gangbang. You know, her throat, there's no gag reflex. So you've got four pros who just use her throat. Okay. So, you know, this is what makes all-time greats here is no gag reflex can take any size cock balls deep in her mouth. Okay. So one, two, three. Oh, wait. There is five cocks. I take that back. I'm sorry. Five. Stand around her, photo op, five cocks on her face. She's enthusiastic, begging for them. I mean, her dirty talk is, it's interesting because, you know, it depends on if you like dirty talk. I'm going to do an episode on dirty talk, actually, the best dirty talkers in the game. But just a little tease for that. Some girls are fake, right? And some girls are real. They are really filthy. And some girls know that, oh, I want to talk dirty. Oh, fuck me. And it's kind of, you know, whatever. She borders on that. Like, she sounds so dumb and stupid that when she says, you know, use my asshole to jerk off your cock, sometimes you're like, ugh. I think some people be like, this fucking fake, phony. And other people like, this fucking slut. So, it, you know, your own personal preference there. I mean, they, you know, first of all, they take turns using her throat, and then it's two guys spit roasting her. But I haven't seen it. I mean, the first guy went right into her asshole. Second guy just, you know, so now three guys jump in because why wait with her? So, you know, she just, no warm up whatsoever. Like back in the day, like 20 years ago, someone even like Tory Lane, who I'll do some footage on in other episodes. Tory Lane, you know, hardcore bitch. She was nervous about taking cock in her ass right off the rip. So, no, you know, this not even with Lana. These guys just spit on their dick, slide it in her ass, no worries. 8 inches. She's now fully vested in both hands full, both mouth is full, and ass is getting absolutely railed. And she's, you know, enjoying it. She looks, they put her in pro positions, you know, she looks great with, you know, getting throat fucked and ass fucked, ass up in the air. Her body is perfect. You know, I might sound like I'm like, you know, being mechanical about this, but this scene is absolutely incredible. She is a total natural performer, loves it. If she's faking it, who cares? Okay. She's just had an askasm. Did she fake the askasm? I couldn't tell. Give her an Oscar. I don't give a fuck, right? These guys just taking turns on her asshole, and no one is holding back. That is another thing about the differentiates. You know, some girls you could see in a gangbang, their first one, and they're hesitant. She knows what to give. You know, that's what made her so amazing, is she knew immediately the level that she was expected, and she gave more. She wanted to always make a great scene, and God bless the patriarchy. That's what I'll say. You know, she's just, that's why her fan base is still going on in her scenes years after she's retired, still going on. Mm. Side note, you know, there, it looks like it's filmed in a warehouse. Like, there's a nice couch, but then it's like a brick rundown warehouse type set. Or if it's real, I don't know. But I kind of like that too, like the warehouse feel. Like, you know, she took in the beginning intro, she walked down this like alley fucking, you know, tunnel system. Like, it's like, you know, back alley place that they go. And, you know, this district's got all, it's a broken down, it's not fancy, it's like an you know, let's gangbanger, you know. I mean, just, you know, positions perfect. And now, I mean, we are actually like 20 minutes in and she's getting DP'd already, you know. And remember, these guys go from all gas, no brakes, just 0 to 60. There's no sliding in with this girl. She just is loving it. And her filthy talk. Her filthy talk. Am I right? I mean, you know, she's just, you know, you either, I mean, you might think it's annoying, okay? But if you like her, if you know, you know, you know. So now, triple stuffed, all three holes, you know. I think it's the first time ever all three holes filled at the same time. And again, fifth gear, all three, balls deep, at the same time, natural tits, nipples rock hard like erasers, just coming so hard. She loves it. She must have come, you know, eyes rolling in the back of her head, looking gorgeous, by the way. You know, if you like brunettes, I'm not 100% a brunette guy. She's the best, you know. And we're just a third of the way through, and they just take turns in the DP. They floor on her back. Now there's two guys, you know, one guy, she's on her back, one guy's, you know, just railing her ass. Remember, every hole is getting railed. There is no, you know, her head's hanging off the edge of the couch, and the guy's just, you know, throw fucking her, teabagging her. And she loves it. Okay. Choking her a little bit, if you're into it or not. DP with, you know, triple stuffed. Eyes rolling back in her head. I mean, that's the thing about Lana. I mean, this is why this is the best scene. Like, she's loving it. This is, you know, she's having the time of her life. She just gets in the zone, is in the moment, you know. So this is the problem I have with her. Like, after she gets out of porn, she has nothing good to say about porn. I mean, virtually nothing good to say about it. But in this moment, she's absolutely loving it. I mean, she can't fucking rub her clit hard enough. Okay. Knob Creek 9-year. It's good. It's like candy. So, you know, just smiles at ecstasy and smiles. You know, just again and again, coming again and again, loving being just filthy, arms behind her back, choking herself, opening her own mouth. They just, you know, like, they what did they put around her neck here? Like a scarf or a belt or something. You know, these guys just, you know, it's not super rough. It's just fast and aggressive. You know what I mean? They're not... She's not going to be bruised. She's just getting railed, you know. And but I'll tell you what, these guys go 100 miles per hour, and there is no, you know, it's just every second in every position is 100 miles per hour. And even when she's on there, you know, she looks great laughing when these guys are all now, you know, they've all taken their turns with her. She's got five of them, and she's got to get them to come. Just more DPs, more coming. You know, I just, they can't go any faster. And then just totally paced her, totally. Her face is coated. And then why not DP her? So they should just keep DPing her with a coated face. Okay. Like, it's dripping off her nose into her lips. You know, I maybe she just started getting her lips a little injected here. Maybe not, because it's hard to tell with her. She's got naturally gorgeous lips. And, oh, so I think one of the guys ended up a double nutting in her asshole at the very end of the scene. It is just under an hour of one of the best gangbangs you'll ever see, if not the best. I don't know. It depends. Everyone's got different tastes. But to me, that is an all-time great scene. It's easily her best scene. And, you know, I'm not a gangbang only guy, but it's her, you know, it's just her ultimate performance. And she ends up getting surgeries, you know, going whacked out. And, you know, then she starts a secondary career, which is wild. Okay. Hold on, you know, a secondary career, and it's wild. So I think she did 300 plus scenes, and then what happens? She quits, and then she's hugely famous. She starts dating one of the Paul, like Jake Paul or one of the Paul brothers. Okay. Because she's so famous, but so dumb. And then she famously gets pregnant. So she's out of porn. But here's the thing. She moved back to Chicago, where she's from. And she started a clothing business. She's got millions of followers on Instagram. She starts a clothing business and reportedly makes millions off of that clothing business. I don't really doubt it too much, because at the time it was happening, I was following, and she made millions of dollars off of a shitty clothing line, but she had so many followers and they were buying it. I didn't really like any of the clothes. She's just trendy. She follows the stupid eyebrow trend. That's a thing I didn't like about her, was the giant eyebrow trend that she followed. Nevertheless, making huge money. Okay. And then, I mean, making money, done with porn. Starts her own YouTube podcast, because Jake Paul got her into a podcast, made her YouTube famous. Starts a podcast with two other girls, and that's what's, you know, that's where she starts telling these stories. These two other girls are like typical girls, and they're just shocked when she starts telling her porn stories, you know. And she's still dumb, but anyway, gets out of that, and then goes and gets pregnant by an NBA player. She was dating someone in Jake Paul's crew. He's also famous. And people speculated that it was his baby. But then she posted like a picture of the baby, and it was almost obvious. I mean, there's no confirmation. She's never said it's Blake Griffin, the NBA player, Blake Griffin's baby, but it's like 9 out of 10 confirmed that it's Blake Griffin's baby. She was seen with him, texting him on Twitter. And when you look at the baby, there's been memes about the baby and Blake Griffin and his curly hair, and it looks like him. It's insane. So if I was placing money, I'd be saying it's Blake Griffin's baby. Okay. She's got a baby, and she posts on Instagram, and then she got fat. She didn't really post too many pregnant pictures. Her fans have always been, cult-like, you're the greatest, you're the queen, blah, blah, blah. And then like, oh my God, you're a psycho, get mental help. Like that's kind of the dichotomy of her fan base. Because she definitely exhibits some mental things where she had the baby, she cut her hair all weird. She tried to it's this luxury that women, that beautiful women go through where they can try and make themselves look ugly. They can try anything and they just can't be ugly. Even though they try with their hair, she cut her bangs off. She tried to dress stupid and all this on Instagram. She tried to make herself look as ugly as possible for whatever mental reason she was trying. And, you know, she still looked fine because she's fucking hot. But like, everyone's like, are you okay? Anyway, she had the baby. And then now let's cut to modern. Phase 3. That was actually phase 3. Lana was starting her own clothing company, making millions of dollars, totally denouncing the porn industry. That's phase 3. Lana has the baby. I personally didn't think she dyed her hair like this red, weird color. She went through a phase where she's trying to look ugly, and I didn't like her in that. Now let's talk about phase 4, Lana, where she's at right now. She is 40 pounds. She's skinny. People are saying she's too skinny. Even the fans of her are like, is she on heroin? So she's got a Tumblr. Tumblr is a social media app where she writes a diary, and the diary is basically some very, very personal journal stories about how her father used to not give her enough attention, is what I'll say. You can decide for yourself if it's abuse or it's just parenting. She took it as, you know, whatever. She's seeking male attention. She was poor. She's bulimic. She's always struggled with food control issues. She is definitely skinny, skinny, skinny. Even after having a baby, she is lighter than she ever was at 19. She's in her 20s now, late 20s. And, she wears these glasses because I guess she wore contacts. She has these glasses on that don't make her look attractive, but she has them. She's cut her hair to look weird. Okay. But again, she's got money. She's got an NBA baby. You know, money isn't an issue. So she could do whatever the fuck she wants. And she posts. But again, she can do whatever she wants. She posts on social media. Why? Because she needs that attention. She just needs that attention. And so then she's like denouncing porn, blah, blah, blah. But suddenly she finds this girl. It doesn't seem like she's dating anyone. She's getting pretty open about the medications she's on. She's seeing a therapist. She's on medications. She struggles with, you know, food issues, which... it's a thing, and you could definitely believe her on that one. But then she's been hanging out and posting stuff with a girl who's definitely into adult content. Suddenly, she's got an OnlyFans again. The OnlyFans, now she's doing it. She doesn't need money. I believe that you could tell she's got money. So she's not doing it for money. She's doing it for attention, or art, because these are very artsy, softcore-ish films that she might be financing, you know. They're softcore-ish, girl-on-girl, artsy stuff. Maybe it's to push her clothing line. Maybe it's, I don't know. It's kind of not a commercial for clothing, and it's kind of not porn. So what is it exactly? She's been pushing that, OnlyFans. And her Instagram and her Tumblr are a read. She's got some crazy stories on her Tumblr where she writes these long diary entries, and it's very personal. If you're into that, look her up on Tumblr. I think it's like Get Lucky Lana or something like that. Lana Gets Lucky or something. Don't quote me on that. But if you really want to know that and you can't find that Tumblr, send me a message on Patreon and I will look it up for you and get you that link. So that's Lana Rhodes' story. She's, you know, it's worth checking out. She is an absolute Mount Rushmore goat. Mount Rushmore goat. And then, you know, craziness at the end. But that's just entertainment too, right? So that's the Lana Rhodes story. It's 2024 and we're back. And we're going to stay back. And thank you for listening. And thank you for hanging in there. I would say, you know, if you like this podcast, promote it, spread it, share it. Check out the Patreon if you want more. I'm going to be posting, like I said, a second podcast. It's going to be a little bit different. We're not going to talk about scenes per se. We're going to talk about other things, you know, orbiting that world. We're going to talk about how to convince or find the right girl for what you're looking for. We're going to do a whole series on using porn to open up your relationship to what you truly want in your relationship, and how to identify girls who will never satisfy you, how to not make mistakes in relationships where if this girl is not going to give you a blowjob when you're dating, you should not marry her. She will not give you a blowjob when you're married, and you will live an unsatisfied life if that's what you want. There are many men out there who are living quiet lives of unsatisfaction because they made these mistakes, and so we're going to talk about that in mini series too, and those are available on Patreon. They will be as we go forward. So thanks for listening. And I'm gonna say it, keep on stroking. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the PLP. For even more, you can go to patreon.com/thePLP and subscribe. And you'll get a full second episode every week and also access to an archive of premium episodes that go even deeper and even more hardcore. Each member's feed is customized to the posts available to them, and so members can connect to their Patreon and Spotify accounts to access private feed content directly on Spotify. I also post the links to free downloads of the scenes I talk about in each podcast. Those links alone make it worth it. Also, there'll be access to mini-series episodes like How to Get Exactly What You Want from Her, it's a porn training series, and Picking the Right Long-Term Girlfriend, where I go deeper into girl psychology. And for even more in-depth stuff, just go to patreon.com/thePLP. Thanks. Keep stroking.